Now, Robert, is there a danger in staying in the astral plane too long?
No, there isn't, George. I'll tell you why. There's a couple of things to consider here. Getting back to the IBE you had when...
It's 11 or 12.
You were 11 or 12. You were floating near the ceiling above your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, connecting your astral body to your physical body are several energy filaments, which are normally not visible during and after projection. You normally have to look for them. And the one most commonly seen is the one coming from the navel called the silver cord. And you normally only see it when you deliberately look for it, although it can be seen accidentally. And that will stretch to any length, even if you go to other galaxies.
And it won't break, right?
It will not break. Now, the other thing to consider here is that the original copy of your mind and your memory and your spirit never leave your physical body while it still lives. What happens during an astral projection is involves something I discovered 15 years ago. It's called the mind split effect. And what happens is when you fall asleep, your energy body expands and it into what Robert Monroe called the second body, and that generates an astral double which is projected out of you.
Okay.
Now this is an exact copy of your body, your mind, your memory, energetic copy. It's like the RAM in a computer. When it's booted up, you know, memory exists in RAM, electronic RAM.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn it off, it disappears. But now, for example, if you are out of your body and you are having an experience, and you can be awake, partially awake and usually paralyzed in your physical body at the same time, still
that's
functioning.
An important point, too. People do tend to have that paralysis right before astral projection.
Yeah, that is a major symptom of astral projection, either full or partial paralysis. And whenever you get paralysis, an astral projection is in progress. You've already projected out. It's like the energy of your consciousness can only be split so many ways. And when you project out your projectable double, your astral body, a lot of that energy goes into the astral body and disempowers the physical body from moving. You can still be thinking, even partially ambulatory, very, very groggy, or fully paralyzed, depending on how much energy has gone into your astral double. But if anything were to happen to your astral double under some circumstances I cannot conceive, and I have pushed the envelope right to the limit and beyond, if anything were to happen to your astral body, it's like the RAM in a computer. The RAM disappears if you switch the computer off, but reboot it and everything comes back to normal again. You may have lost some data. Maybe the memory experiences of your astral double while it's been out, but the original copy from the moment you projected is still there.
So now when you tell me you've pushed this to the limit, what do you mean? How far have you gone here?
Well, I've tried to go as far as I could experimenting with this. I've tried to go to find the edge of the universe. For example, I think Robert Monroe did a similar thing. And interestingly, long before I'd read his books, I tried to get to the edge of the universe, and at the speed of you can accomplish in the astral is relative to the distance before you, and you can literally have galaxies whizzing by you like telephone poles at high speed. And right at the edge, as far as I could go, it took me a long time to find a place where there weren't any galaxies. When I finally pushed it and tried to get to the edge of it, I found a brick wall there, a gigantic mega brick wall. And I thought to myself, this is crazy. It can't be. So I started with my mind tearing that apart, and it dissolved in front of me and broke apart. And behind that, I found exploding suns and massive burning meteorites. And I realized then I was looking at the primal causal forces of creation around the edge of the universe. And I think a lot of this is archetypical, symbolic, what I was seeing. It's my mind's best way of interpreting the energies of what I'm looking at. But a lot of other things I've done, and I'm still here.